decide this morning that this is the day of our annual meeting as well as a day of joint worship.
所以在我们开始之前，先提醒大家一件事情。
Before we begin, I'd like to remind you one thing.
今天会非常多的人，现在已经差不多没有位置了。
And because of a joint service, this sanctuary is going to be full. We're just about running out of the seats.
所以坐中间的这两大排的人，尽量往走到这边挤一点，然后让两边留出一点位置吧。
So if you could squeeze to the middle as much as you can, so we can leave more space for people who are yet to come.
坐在两边的呢，相对的往墙壁那边稍微让出一点点位置，至少都走到。
The same way that everyone should squeeze, to the middle or to the left or to the right when it's appropriate, so we can leave more space for people.
谢谢大家的合作。
Thank you for your cooperation.
今天是很高兴的日子。
Today is truly a joyful day.
我们的高兴不是单单因为这个教会在到今天为止已经建立了28年了。
We're not only to be joyful because the church has been, this church has been established for 28 years.
而是当我们思想到神在我们每一个人的身上，也在我们教会身上所做的工作的时候，我们心里满了感谢。
It is more so of what we have observed and have witnessed what the Lord has done to ourselves. Therefore, we are joyful.
所以今天所看的圣经以赛亚书35章是这样一个欢欣的一个信息。
Indeed, today's sermon is taken from Psalm 35. This is a message of joy.
但是当我们思想到这个欢喜的信息的时候，
As we pondering on this message of joy,
我们也必须承认在我们的生活当中不是每一天都是充满阳光的。
We have to recognize and acknowledge the fact that not every day of our days are full of sunshine.
因此当圣经上提到充满了祝福的话语的时候，
So whenever the Bible mentioned about the word of blessings,
一方面要看看我们自己，看看自己的内心。
First, we should examine our inner hearts.
也许你还在苦境之中，
Perhaps you're still in the situation of suffering.
可能这些话语今天可以帮助我们。
Perhaps then those words can help you.
或者你要转头看看你周围的人，
Or you look around the people around you.
有很多的人还在痛苦的里面。
Many of them indeed are in the midst of suffering.
神会不会用我们作为一个管道，作为一个器皿
？Will our Lord use us as a vessel or as a conduit?
使我们能够帮助别人，能够从他的苦境转回。
So we can become a help of the others to turn them around from the suffering.
以赛亚书35章是这样开始的。
Isaiah 35 begins like this.
第一节跟第二节他这样说
Verse 1 and 2 speaks like such
他说旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜沙漠也必快乐又像玫瑰开花
The desert and the parched land will be glad and the wilderness will be rejoiced and the blossom
必开花茂盛乐上加乐而且欢呼黎巴嫩的荣耀并加密与沙伦的华美必赐给他
It will burst into a blossom, and it will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon.
人必看见耶和华的荣耀，我们的神的华美。
They will see the glory of God, the splendor of our God.
他用一个非常鲜明的对比。
He used a very striking contrast.
他提到旷野，提到干旱之地，提到沙漠。
He mentioned about the desert, the parched land.
但是这些地方会变成清脆的一个茂盛的地方。
Yet this land will become green land，
就好像黎巴嫩的那个草原一样。
Just like the grassland in Lebanon，
也好像加密山上的这个茂盛的树木。
Just like the abundant food of trees on the mountain of Carmel，
又好像沙伦山谷里面满山遍野的野花。
Or like the valley in the Sharon, full of flowers。
这是个鲜明的对比。
This is indeed a very striking contrast.
正好像人的生命可以有非常不一样的现象。
Just like our life experience, we can experience very different things.
法国有一个诺贝尔文学奖的得主叫做萨特。
There's a Frenchman, a Nobel laureate. His name is
Sartre.
Sartre.
他是一个存在主义哲学家。
He is an existentialist.
他对人生的看法是什么呢？
How does he view his life philosophy?
他非常简单的说一句话。
Very simply put,
人生只是一个死谷。
The life is like a valley of death.
没有出口。
There's no exit.
在那个山谷的里面没有生命。
And within the valley, there's no life.
人生只是一个死谷。
The life is nothing but a valley of death.
多么消极的一句话。
How pessimistic this view is.
但是又多么影响力的一句话。
But it also has made a strong impact.
他是那个时代最有影响力的一个人。
He was the most influential person in his age.
你可以想象到1960年代全美国全世界各地有多少的那些我们叫做 hippie 那些人离开他们的家庭。
There are many hippies left their home during the 60s.
他们到各地各方去。
They left and went to scattered all over the place.
他们过的是好像一个很颓废的生活。
They lived a very depressed life.
每天除了弹琴唱歌不做什么。
They do nothing but just sing and maybe play their guitar.
活得跟死了一样。
Their life is like that.
因为沙特说了，反正人生是一个死谷。
Oh, just like Sartre said, the life is nothing but a death of valley.
既然是死谷，那么明天就要死了，今天就唱歌吧。
Well, since I'm going to die tomorrow, I may as well just enjoy and do what I want.
当然，今天很多当时的 hippie 今天都变成 yuppie。
Now we have left the hippie age and we're now in the yuppie age.
Yuppie. 他们可能很多都是公司的大老板。
Those yuppies may become the top executives of companies.
所以以前也许过的生活是旷野。
Maybe the life before that was like a life in a desert.
今天是开 Benz, 开 Volvo, 开所有的好车子的。
Today they drive the best named car you can imagine.
当然并不见得你住大房子开好车子就是丰富的人生。
But yet, the outward materialism does not necessarily reflect what your inner sense.
但是问题是，你的生命是沙漠，是旷野，还是一个茂盛的生命？
The true question is whether your life is in a desert or a life is in a green land.
第二节说得很清楚，所有的这些华美，这些的丰盛是神所赐的。
And verse 2 speaks very clearly, and all those prosperous things were given by God.
沙伦的华美是神赐给我们的，不是他自己转变的。
The splendor in Sharon was given by God.
这不像我们外面的树，到了秋天，林荫梗是很漂亮的，一下就变成红色的、黄色的。
Like the trees out there during the foliage time, it turned into colorful.
生命的转变不是自然的。
The turn of a life is not necessarily very natural.
这是神的恩典。
This is because of the grace of God.
这是神所赐予的东西。
This is what He has provided or has given to you.
只有一些人得到的，少数人。
Only a few people may be exceptional.
可能大多数的人并没有领受到。
Most perhaps have not really enjoyed this.
只有那些领受到的人，他们才真正的看见的耶和华的荣耀。
Only for those who understand, he can see the splendor of God in His creation.
他才真正看见神的华美。
He can truly see His splendor.
就好像你每天看到秋天的美景的时候。
Just like every day you see this beautiful foliage.
当然，我们说是美景，很漂亮的。
We see this beautiful. We say this is beautiful.
不同的人看的时候会觉得很伤心的。
Some other people may feel touched by their heart.
也许我们看到秋天的景色的时候，
as we see the foliage,
有人想到的是，哦，叶子要落下来了。
And they will be thinking about, oh, the leaves will be gone.
就好像我的生命快要掉下来了。
Just like my life is going to be falling apart.
哦，叶子变红了。
Oh, the leaves turn to red.
我想，哦，好漂亮。
You see, oh, it looks great.
有些人说，哦，那就像我的心在流血。
Or some would say it's like my heart which is bleeding.
你看见什么呢？
What do you see?
同样一个景色，你看见不一样的东西。
So the same scene will end up with different interpretation.
只有真正经历过神的人，他会看见，哦，那是神的荣耀。
Only those who have experienced God can see the glory of God in this.
也只有那些看过神荣耀的人，他们才能够做一件事情。
Only those who have seen the God's glory can do this thing.
第三节说，你们要是软弱的，手坚壮，是无力的，七稳固。对那些胆怯的人说，你们要刚强， 不要惧怕。
Verse 3 and 4 says, Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give away, and say to those with fear heart, Be strong and do not fear.
这是先知对我们的鼓励，也是神对我们的鼓励。
This is an encouragement from a prophet, also encouragement from God.
鼓励我们去帮助那些软弱的人。
This is God to encourage us to go to help those who are weak.
帮助那些心灰意冷的人。
For those who are weak and discouraged.
那么谁能够去帮助他们呢
？Who can go and help them？
那些真正看见神的荣耀的人
，Those who have truly see the glory of God。
他们真正经历过神的大能的手
，Those who have truly experienced the strength of God。
所以他们能够鼓励别人
，So they can become encouragement of others。
否则我们可能是第一个灰心软弱的
，Otherwise we might be the first one to get discouraged。
好像一大群人在跑马拉松
，Just like many in the race of a marathon。
你是一个。一直在跑，而且还鼓励别人跑的人呢
？Are you the one who is in the race and exert encouragement to others？
还是你是一面在跑一边说啊，不行了，不行了，不行了
？Or are you the one who is in the race but is about to fall apart？
只有那些经历过神、看见神荣耀的人，他们能够兼顾别人。
Only those who have experienced God and see His glory can become the strength for others。
我们容易灰心，容易丧志。
We can easily be discouraged,
因为环境的困难
because of the situations and difficulties around us.
环境是很困难的
True, you can face difficulties in your daily life.
在你的工作环境有困难
Example, in your work,
工作压力很大
too stressful in your job.
可能工作的安全感也没有
Maybe you have a lack of sense of security in your work.
你的家庭也有问题
There's problem in your family.
就像很多人喜欢说，在外面是一条龙，回家就变成一条虫了。
Just like you are like a dragon when you're outside of your house, but you become a small worm when you're inside your house.
哎呀，就不想回家了。
I hate to go home.
哎呀，家庭问题没办法解决的。
There are problems in my house I just cannot solve.
不止一次，当我们跟一些人谈到他家庭问题的时候
，More than once when we talking to people discussing about their problem in their home.
谈到最后。
At the very end,
有时候我会说，难道你觉得你这个状况、这个问题，连神都不能救吗
？I would ask him, Do you feel like your problem cannot even be solved by God?
他说连神来也没用的。
And they would say, Even God is at the presence right now, he will be helpless.
所以我们的手是软弱的。
So our hands are feeble.
我们的膝盖好像在那边摇摇动动的。
Our knees are shaking.
我们的心是胆怯害怕的。
Our hearts are filled with fear.
但正如神当年当约书亚要带以色列人进迦南地的时候
，But just like when Lord was leading Joshua into the land of Canaan,
这位伟大的领袖摩西死了。
This great leader Moses just passed away.
这么大一个责任要交在这位约书亚的身上。
But such a tremendous burden is going to lay on the shoulder of Joshua.
连摩西都不能带以色列人进迦南地。
Even Moses failed to bring his people to Canaan.
约书亚想，我是谁？我能够担当这个责任吗
？And Joshua said, "Who am I? How can I take up this load?"
而且没有人知道约旦河的西边那边是什么样的地方，什么样的人。
And no one has any idea what it's like at the other side of the Jordan River.
他会软弱的
，and he can be weak.
他会害怕
，he can be fear.
所以在约书亚记的第一章，神三次对约书亚说这样的话。
So in Joshua, chapter 1, three times the Lord told Joshua.
神对约书亚说：“你要刚强，你要壮胆。”
The Lord told Joshua three times, "Be strong and courageous."
因为是我要你去的。
Because I want you to go there.
是我与你同在。
Because I will be with you.
不管有怎么大的困难，我与你同在，你就能得胜。
No matter how great the difficulties might be, as long as I'm with you, you will be victorious.
所以，当我们要帮助那些软弱的人的时候
，So at the point that we are ready to help those who are weak,
我们不是只是对那些人说，哦，问题不大。
We can't just say, tell them, oh, this is not really a big problem.
问题大的呢
？It is truly a big problem.
或者对他们说，哎呀。凭我没问题的。
Nor should we say, for me, I can help you.
凭你 不行的。
Maybe you can't help yourself, but I can help you.
你要帮助软弱人，要怎么样帮助他呢？
How do you help those who are weak?
这是在第四节后半段他说的。
This is in the second half of verse 4.
他说，看啊，神来了。
Behold, your God will come.
你们神来了，他要报仇，他要施行极大的报应，他要来拯救。
And he will come with vengeance, he will come with divine retribution, and he will come to save you.
他会打败所有的一切的仇敌。
He will defeat all your enemies.
他要拯救我们。
He will save you.
当然，这边所谓的仇敌，并不一定是指的哦，就是你那个老板，那个最讨厌的老板。
This enemy may not just point to your your boss who you hate the most.
你也不要以为在祷告当中，主啊，就是我那个老公，神要来报复。
Or maybe in your prayer, you say, Lord, show vengeance to my husband.
神要来报应的，要来除去的是什么？
What is God here to remove or to do for you?
是魔鬼的工作。
It is remove the work of the devil.
魔鬼的工作可能就在你的心里面。
And such a work may be right in your heart.
罪也在我们的身上。
Sin is on our back.
神要把这个除去。
The Lord is here to remove all those.
神也的确是公义的。
And yes, he is righteous.
因此，在那些不义的人身上，神是有他的报应的。
Therefore, there will be retribution to those who are unrighteous.
今天我们的问题是什么？
What is really our problem today?
我们的问题就是我们常常喜欢 play God， 我们要扮演神的角色。
Because our problem is really we like to play God or play the role of God。
我们要来报应，我们自己要报应。
We wanted to be the one who retributes。
因为我们觉得神太慢了。
Because we think God is too slow。
哎呀，他怎么等那么久啊
？How come he waits for so long to come？
今天就给他一个教训。
I want to teach him a lesson today, right now。
神说，神来了，他要来报应了。
The Lord said he will come and he will divine with retribution.
我们应该安静等候在他的面前。
We should wait patiently and quietly in his presence.
他要来拯救我们。
He is going to come to save us.
当我们软弱的时候。
When we are weak.
当我们几乎准备要放弃的时候。
When we are ready to come to give up.
如果你听说哦，救兵来了。
When you hear that the savings is on the way.
你的信心就再次加增了。
Therefore, your faith will be strengthened.
所以我们要对那些心灰意冷的人说，看哪，神来了。
So for those they are discouraged, we shall tell them the Lord is coming here.
当那些人能够听见，能够真正的听见，真正的体会到的时候。
For those who can truly hear this and realize this,
他们就好像第五节、第六节所说的一样。
It will be just like what verse 5 and 6 is speaking about.
他说那时候瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通，那是瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
It says here the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, and there will be the lamb leap will like a deer, and the mute tongue will shout for joy.
当然，这些在说什么呢？
What is he talking about here?
一方面，当然，后来以色列人被俘虏。以赛亚在预言他们将来回来的时候，他们好像重新得力一样。
And this is one thing the Isaiah was prophesying. In fact, many years in the future, the Israelites will come back from Babylon from exile, and they will be rejoiced.
同时，当然在耶稣在世的时候，他也行过许多的神迹。
Also, likewise, when Jesus was here and he had performed many miracles.
所以，当使徒约翰派人去问耶稣说：“你就是那一位要来的弥赛亚吗？”
So when John the Baptist sent his disciple to ask Jesus, "Are you the prophesied Messiah?"
路加福音第七章二十二节，耶稣的回答就是这样说的。
And this is indeed the answer from Luke 7:22.
耶稣的回答就是说，你去告诉施洗约翰，因为瞎子眼睛睁开了，聋子的耳朵开通了，瘸子能够走路了，哑巴能够说话。
And Jesus' answer to John the Baptist was directly quoting from these two verses.
所以在这样的情况之下，应验在耶稣的身上。
So this now was realized on Jesus and his testimony.
当然，这个对我们今天也是一个应验。
True, this is also can be a Christian's experience today.
我们中间很多的人也好像是属灵的瞎子一样。
Some of us are blind spiritually.
我们看不见自己的错误。
We cannot see our flaws.
有时候处理这种家庭问题的时候
Sometimes when we're dealing with the problems in our family
我们最大的困难是什么
Our greatest difficulties would be
我们就是好像在处理两个瞎子的问题
It's just like we are a blind person
We are dealing with two blind persons
We're dealing with two blind persons
每个人都没有看见自己的错误
And neither one of them see their own problems
丈夫会说世上有像我这么好的丈夫吗
The husband may say, "Can you find another husband who is as good as I am?"
太太会说，天下有一个比我还会更忍耐的吗
？And can you, the wife may say, "Can you find someone who has as much patience as I have?"
你碰到这样一个太太跟你丈夫，这个婚姻没救。
If this is this characterized that husband and wife, I will tell you they are hopeless.
我们是瞎子。
We are blind.
我们看不见自己的错误。
We cannot see our own problems.
当然很奇怪的是，他对别人看得很清楚。
Of course, you're always very sharp when you're seeing other people's flaws.
我们也是聋子。
We're also a deaf.
神的话听不进去的。
We just refuse to hear the Lord's words.
神的话说了。
The word of the Lord.
但是我们好像听而不闻的。
The word of the Lord is spoken, but we will not hear it.
我们也好像哑巴一样。
We're all, always like the one who's mute.
我们好像说不出来。
Or like we just don't know how to speak. We can't speak.
最近那个我们青少年团契的那位传道同工 Sandy， 跟我讲。
Recently, the youth minister Sandy was telling me.
他说啊，从去年开始，我们有junior worship， 就是青少年的崇拜。
Started a year ago, we began the junior worship.
那么他常鼓励这些青少年在聚会当中，能够带领大家开口祷告。
And she encouraged all those youths to open their mouths for prayer in the meeting.
他说啊，没有一个人敢。
He said no one would dare to do that.
你怎么催，你怎么逼，没有办法。
No matter how you encourage them or teach them, they just reluctant to do.
他们很怕在公众面前讲话。
They're afraid of opening their mouths in the public.
当然我不知道他们在家里怎么样。
I wonder how they behave themselves in their home.
我不知道家里是不是也是那么样的安静。
Are they always so quiet in their home?
不过在教会里面，要他祷告的时候，他就很安静的。
But they're always very quiet, very when they're asked to pray.
但当然，上课老师讲话的时候，哇，他们就声音很大。
Likewise, when they're in a Sunday classroom and they like to speak.
但他说很感谢主，一年之后的现在。
However, Sandy also said, "I want to thank the Lord because after 1 year."
这青少年好像被圣灵改变。
Many of the youths are turned around, transformed by the Holy Spirit.
他们现在很愿意带领祷告。
Now they're willing to lead others in prayer.
Sandy 说现在有另外一个麻烦了。
Sandy said, "Now I have a different kind of problem."
他们一开始祷告就祷告不完了。
They usually like to pray for a long time.
所以有时候 Sandy 必须说 "Okay, stop."、Yeah.
Sometimes Sandy has to put a stop on it.
所以现在哑巴会讲话了。
Now the mute know how to speak.
是圣灵能够在我们内心做一种生命的转变。
Yes, indeed, the Holy Spirit can transform us.
我们需要圣灵的转变。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us to be transformed.
使我们属灵的眼睛能够看见。
So our spiritual eyes can be opened.
而且我们属灵的耳朵也能够开通。
Our spiritual ears can be opened.
我们也真正能够行出神的教训。
So we can live for the Lord's teaching.
否则我们只是听都做不出来。
Otherwise, we just listen. We don't practice.
我们也需要神来帮助我们，让我们好像是一个哑巴的，是可以发出赞美。
We need the Lord to help us, like the mute can also open their mouths to sing the glory to God.
我不知道多少的人在你家里面，谢饭的时候不祷告的。
I don't know how many of you were do say grace during your meal before the meal.
我的确注意到很多家庭的爸爸是从来不开口的。
I noticed that many of the fathers in the house would never open their mouths.
他唯一开口是这样说的。
The only way, he will open his mouth would be like this.
好，今天妈妈祷告。
Today is mom's turn to say grace.
明天哦，这个大儿子祷告。
And then the second day will be my elder son.
但他自己从来不敢开口祷告的。
But he himself never does that.
我们求圣灵能够改变这样的爸爸。
We ask the Holy Spirit to transform this kind of father.
使他这个好像哑巴的也能够开口发出赞美，发出祷告。
So he can open his mouth with word of praise.
当我们被圣灵转变的时候
，As we've been transformed by the Holy Spirit，
我们里面好像发出一种新的生命。
It's like a new life will start in within us.
所以第六节后半段跟第七节所形容的就是像是那种生命，他用水来形容的。
Verse 6 and 7 then describe this new life.
他是用四个完全平行同意的方式来表达的。
He uses four parallel items to describe this new life.
他说在旷野有水发出，在沙漠必有河涌流，在发光的沙要变为水池，干渴之地要变为泉源。
And water will gush forth in the wilderness, and the streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool. The thirsty ground will be bubbling springs.
我们的生命可以成为永流的泉源。
Our life can become an ever-flowing stream.
因此，周围的人，周围那些干渴的人，可以因着我们分享到生命。
So those who are thirsty around us can have a share of this new life.
当我们纪念我们教会成立了28年的时候
，As today we remember how our church has been for 28 years，
我们要问我们自己的问题是什么
？The question we have to ask ourselves is，
这个教会在这个社区，在这个附近，是不是成为许多人的泉源
？Is this church now become the source of a spring for those around us？
多少人的生命因着这个教会的福音的工作改变
？How many people's life can beHave been transformed because of our work here in this church.
曾经有多少个家庭是曾经因为这个教会的帮助重新被建立的
？And how many families have been rebuilt or reestablished because of the work of God in this church?
有多少人伤心破碎的心灵是因为这个福音而被医治的
？How many broken hearts are healed because of the Lord's work in this church?
我们也需要问我们自己这个问题。
We need to self-examine ourselves for the same question.
对于别人而言，我是个泉源吗
？Am I a source of the spring for others？
或者我像是一个永远没有满足的一个沙漠一样
？Or am I like a forever unsatisfying desert？
你知道，有的书谈到牧养教会的困难的时候，这样说。
Some books talking about the difficulties of shepherding the church。
有的牧师警告别的刚刚开始要做牧师的人说。
Some pastor send a word of advice to the new pastor who's just about going to pastor a church.
他说，当你到一个教会去的时候，你要知道，你的教会不管多大，不管多小，一定有一种人。
They will tell you that when you go to a church, no matter how small or big that church will be, there is always this kind of person.
这种人他称他为叫做太阳的黑洞。
This kind of person is like a black hole in the sun.
那这是物理学上来说，就太阳黑洞是，跟物理学家的了解呢，那个地方哈，好像所有的能量进去都不见了。
It's like a black hole in the heaven, in the sky, in the universe.
他说啊，你的教会会有这样的弟兄姊妹的。
And you will find this kind of person in your church.
他需要牧师无限度的关怀。
Those person will need unlimited care from your pastor.
无数次的电话。
Unlimited number of phone calls.
无数次的探访。
Unlimited number of visitations.
最后还是没有了。
But it's still just sucking up all those energies.
不够。
It's not enough.
很多的抱怨。
There will be much complaint in this way.
他的生命是一个沙漠。
Their life is like a desert.
在他周围的人都会感觉到那种干旱。
And the people around them can feel the dryness in their life.
我们生命是个泉源吗
？Is our life like a stream?
会让在我周围的人看见我都会快乐起来。
Well, the people around me, when they see me, they will be happy.
有一次我离开一个工作到另外一个地方去。
A time that I left one job and went for another.
有一次隔了几年我回到我原来的工作的单位
And a few years later I went back to the place where I used to work
当我碰到一些老朋友老同事的时候
I met some of my old friends
然后有一个 老同事跟我说了一句话
And a previous colleague of mine and spoke to me
他说啊自从你走了以后啊我们整个办公室都没有阳光了
He said since you left our office is like lack of sunshine
哇 这是一种很特别的称赞啊。
It's quite a compliment.
我不知道当你离开一个单位，离开一个地方的时候。
I wonder when you depart from a place.
别人会怀念你吗？
How would those people remember you?
别人会怎么样记得你呢？
How would they remember you?
他们是想到说，哦，当他在的时候，好像一个水池在我旁边一样，我可以常常得到一些鼓励，得到一些帮助呢。
Were you like a source of a spring, always provide and always provide strength and encouragement?
还是说，当你在我旁边的时候，我浑身的毛骨都竖起来了
？Or when you were around me, it's like my goosebump would start.
我不知道该跟你说什么。
I just don't know what to say to you.
你每次说话都会说错话。
Every time you said anything, it is always wrong.
所以你一直要记得说，哦，正言有一句话说，在这种情况下不讲话就是聪明，所以就不讲话。
It's like in a proverb, it is wise not to open your mouth.
当你在那里的时候，你周围的人从你身上看见什么，得到什么。
So you should examine yourself. How would the people around you, surrounding you, see you?
最后一件事情。
The last.
我们要知道有一条路是为我们预备的。
We should know there's a way which is prepared for us.
第八节说，那里必有一条大道，称为圣路。
There will be a highway. It will be called the way of holiness.
我们可以叫它叫天路。
We can call that a way of heaven, a way of holiness.
当然，古代的时候为什么叫做大道，或者英文叫做 highway 啊
？And what does it mean in the ancient time, the highway?
平常的路是走路的路。
The roads are for people to walk on.
那么大路 highway 是什么意思呢
？Highway means
是这个战车那个车子走的路。
Things with wheel can go.
所以那种路呢，当然比较宽，比较大。
So they are typically wider, bigger.
而且比较平坦。
More leveled.
因为你走路的话呢，一个坑一个洞没有关系，你可以走过去的。
Because your feet are actually very flexible. You can walk on uneven roads.
可是那种马车这样开过去，如果是一个坑一个洞的话，那车子里面的人都震死掉了。
But things like chariots and they run on wheels. You cannot run on very bumpy roads.
所以第一个，这个天路所代表的是一个宽的、平坦的、容易走的路。
So first, the heaven road or road of heavens means it's leveled and it's straight.
当我们说它是平坦的、容易走的路的时候
，When we say it's leveled and it's easy to roll on,
这是个相对性的说法。
And this actually brings out a contrast.
因为在马太福音第七章，耶稣明明的说，走那个通往天国的路的是窄的，进去的人是少的。
Because in Matthew 7, Jesus actually mentioned that the road to heaven is actually narrow and small.
耶稣的意思是说，真正愿意走向神那条道路的人是少的。
What he means is for those who are willing to walk on this road to heaven are few.
并不是说那条路是根本崎岖坎坷不能走的路。
He did not imply that this road is difficult to walk on.
这边先知以赛亚所说的，强调的是说，神要我们走的路是神已经预备了。
But here it means this way, this road has been prepared by God.
因此，他第十节可以说，那些赎民、那些被救赎的人，他们可以在这边走，他们可以欢唱。
And those who have been redeemed can walk on this road joyfully.
而且这条路是一个明显的路。
And this is a way that is obvious.
他后面提到说，行路的人虽愚昧，第八节，也不至于失迷。
And says those who may not be.
第八节最后。
The wicked fools will not go about on it.
这个是一个不同的翻译哈。英文的翻译是提到说，那些坏人。愚昧的坏人不可以走这条路。
In the English translation, it means the wicked fools. Those wicked fools will not be on this road.
中文的翻译是说，走路的人即便不是非常的聪明，他也不会迷路。这完全不同的意思。
The Chinese version says, even though those are not very wise persons, they will not get lost on this highway.
因为路是明显的。
Because this is a very easily found way.
这是原文上的一个困难。
This is indeed a difficulties in translation.
所以有两种的翻译。
So they are different.
如果你看早一点的 King James 翻译，就跟中文的翻译是一样的。
But King James will be the same as the Chinese translation.
那现在有一些人的翻译是照 NIV 的这种翻译法，就是说坏人不可以走这条路，跟前面所说的一样，就是污秽的人不能走这条路。
Right, and here the NIV emphasized the fact that wicked will not be on this road.
但最主要的，先知以赛亚是鼓励这些人说，这一条圣路是神预备的。
More importantly, Isaiah want to encourage those. This road is prepared for those who are redeemed.
这是一条大道。
This is a big way. It's a highway.
是我们应该要走的路。
It is a way we all should be on.
那第九节他也强调说，这条路是安全的。
And also on verse 9, he said this road is safe.
因为没有狮子，没有猛兽。
Because there's no ferocious beast on it.
好像耶稣曾经对我们这样的保证。
Just like the what Jesus had told us.
他说我们是属他的羊，没有人能够把我们从他面前夺去。
Because we belong to him and no one can take us away from him.
但最后他也强调，这条路是特别为一些人保留的。
But lastly, he also emphasized that this road is reserved.
这条路是只是为被救赎的民，叫属民所预备的。
This road is reserved only for those who are redeemed.
所以第八节的后面有提到说，这条路是专为属民行走的。
It's reserved only for those who are redeemed to walk on this.
第十节说，并且耶和华救赎的民必归回。
And says those who are ransomed will return.
但这条路又被称为叫做圣路。
This also is called as a way of holiness.
也就是说，我们要走这条路的人都必须把自己分别为圣。
So for us, who is going to walk on this road, need to be set aside and to be made holy.
这个可能是我们很多人的困难。
This may become your difficulty in understanding it.
因为如果说这条路通往天堂，大家都愿意走。
If this road is leading to heaven and everyone want to be on it.
但是，一旦说这条路是个圣路的时候
，Once this becomes a road of a holiness，
当我们提到要分别为圣的时候
，And we need to become holy，
就会让很多的人不一定很舒服了。
And many would begin to hesitate，
因为我们愿意得到那个结果，就是祝福天国。
We all would like to see the consequence, i.e. the heaven and the blessing.
但我们不一定愿意付这个代价。
But a lot of us would not be willing to pay the price.
我们不一定愿意让自己的生活分别为圣。
We may not want to live a holy life.
保罗在哥林多后书十一章曾经有一个叹息。
And in the Second Corinthians chapter 11, Paul had said this.
他说什么呢？他说我心里面好像有一种愤恨。
In my heart, it's like I have this tremendous distress.
他为什么有个愤恨呢？
Why did he feel that way? Hate.
他对哥林多教会的信徒这样说。
He said this to the Corinthians.
他对哥林多的信徒说，我盼望把你们好像一个贞洁的童女献给上帝。
I want to offer you like a virgin to the Lord.
但是因为这样的缘故，所以他特别盼望这些信徒们在信仰上，在真理上是纯全的，是纯洁的。
Because of this, he wants you to be pure and holy.
但是我们的问题是什么呢？
What then is our problem?
我们的问题是，我们的信仰常常是有掺杂的。
Yet, it's because our faith sometimes is not quite pure.
我们有很多世俗的观念、世俗的想法跟我们的信仰混在一起。
And many times we have mixed our worldly influences in with our faith.
我们搞不清楚什么是世界的，什么是属神的。
And we have trouble to separate the secular thoughts to the spiritual thoughts.
所以我们需要有分别为圣的心智。
So we have to be an ability to be set apart to become holy.
但是当像保罗这样的传道人要鼓励弟兄姊妹过一个纯洁的生活的时候。
So when Paul was encouraging people to become to live a life of pure and holy,
遭到信徒很大的反对。
He experienced a lot of resistance.
所以保罗说，我有一种愤恨。
And says here, I have a godly jealous.
什么叫做愤恨呢？
What did he mean by here?
中国人的意思就是恨铁不成钢啊。
He's distressed, or he's feeling is because you cannot live up to his expectation.
他有一个那么高的一个期望。
He has such a tremendous hope in you.
他期望所有的信徒是真正是圣民。
He wants you all to be dwelled by Holy Spirit.
因此这些圣民可以走这条圣路。
And you are the holy people, therefore you can walk on this holy road.
因此有的时候他不能容忍一点点的掺杂。
So he cannot tolerate any of the impurity.
他对别人是这样，他对他自己也是这样。
Not only this is how he regards others, he also regards himself the same way.
但是我们大多数的人都是马马虎虎主义者。
But most of us are not very serious.
当别人一直在你说哦这样好像怎么样的时候，你就很不舒服。
When some are teaching you in a strict sense and you feel uncomfortable,
这是为什么先知以赛亚鼓励我们，提醒我们。
This is why the prophet Isaiah is teaching us this way.
这一条圣路只有那一些分别为圣的人才可以上去，才可以走的。
This holy way can only be walked on those who are maintained holy.
而且这些人当他们走在这条路上的时候。
When those who are on this highway,
第十节说，他们来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And they will enter Zion with singing, everlasting joy will crown their heads, gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
当我们转向神的时候
，As we turn ourselves to God.
愿意靠主走这条天路的时候
，We willing to let Him to lead us to walk this heavenly way.
我们可以欢喜快乐。
We can be rejoiceful.
没有任何的事情会让我们忧愁叹息。
Nothing will make us to become sorrow and sighing.
盼望我们都得到这样的福分。
May we all receive such blessing.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你把这样。鼓励我们的话摆在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you for giving us those words of encouragement.
虽然有很多时候我们觉得我们的生活好像是一片旷野。
Although in much time we feel our life is like in a desert.
但是你可以让旷野变为结满了各样的花果的一个草原。
But you are capable, you are able to turn a desert into the land of fruit.
求你坚固我们软弱的手。
Please strengthen our feeble hands.
帮助我们发软的膝盖能够再一次站住。
Help our shaken knees can be firmed up and standing up.
让我们恐惧的心能够刚强起来。
Our fearful heart can be encouraged.
让我们愿意走上这条圣路。
So we are willing to walk on this way of holiness.
虽然我们知道在我们的生活当中有许多需要。被对付、被除去的。
We know there are much in our life we need to deal with.
求你帮助我们。
And ask you, we ask you to help us.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.